Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 95 of the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a member of the Education Podcast Network, and I'm coming to you from the Student Voice Conference that Flipgrid is putting on here in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and I am sitting right here next to Kathy, who's doing something really cool that I thought I really needed to share with all of you. So, Kathy, can you just tell them real quick who you are and what you do?
Sure. Hi, I'm Kathy Kersnowski. My Twitter handle is at Kersey, K-E-R-S-Z-I, and I'm from New Jersey. I'm a tech integration specialist, and I've come up with a pretty cool idea for using Flipgrid for scavenger hunts, and I'm calling it Flip Hunt.
Flip Hunt, exactly. Kersey from New Jersey. I love that she told me that earlier. I had to say it. This Flip Hunt thing sounds really cool. You know, one of the things I've seen about Flipgrid that's neat is that people have used it. It's so versatile, and they've used it in so many different ways, and I think this is another good example of that. So tell us about Flip Hunt. What is it?
All right, so it's basically scavenger hunts, which you can totally make your own and use with any subject, any grade level, anything. And we have examples of those on a shared grid that we've created. And kids love scavenger hunts. Grown-ups love scavenger hunts, too.
Yes.
So you can custom make the list. You can differentiate the list. We have some variations of different gameplay you can do on here. Mm-hmm. And so you're creating scavenger hunt lists. And the participants are recording the responses in a grid on Flipgrid.
Nice.
Yeah, really fun.
That's cool.
So to find our Flip Hunt, we're calling it, just go to Flipgrid.com. Mm-hmm. The grid code is FL, that's for Flipgrid Live, that's where we're launching it, FL Flip Hunt. That's it. And the password for the grid and every topic on the grid is Flipgrid with a capital F.
Okay.
So that will get you into everything and all the resources are in there.
Nice. And so if we want to figure out how this works and how to do it and everything, that's a good place to go.
Yep. The directions are in there. The crazy two-page long scavenger hunt, Flip Hunt, that we're using here at Flipgrid Live is in there. Mm-hmm. So hopefully you'll be able to see a lot of responses from the wonderful community of Flipgrid users that are here.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, we have different game variations in there for different ways that you could play this, ways that you could differentiate it. But what we're really hoping is that people will crowdsource more content. So we've created topics on this Flipgrid for every subject area. So there's a math Flip Hunt idea, science Flip Hunt ideas, technology, library. So all the different subjects, we're hoping educators will jump in here, contribute, and then we can steal slash borrow ideas from each other.
Steal slash borrow. I love that. That's great. And if somebody wants to create a Flip Hunt, just in general terms, because they can get all the specifics here on the resources at, again, flipgrid.com/FL Flip Hunt. But if they want to do it just generally so we can wrap our brains around it as we listen, what does it kind of look like start to finish if you're setting one up?
Yep. So I created a blog. I called mine Flip Hunt. You're welcome to, you know, piggyback off that in some way. The topics were each kind of your own scavenger hunt. So you would make a topic, let's say geometry Flip Hunt, and then you would open a Google Doc, create a Google Doc, and I just put check boxes down the side. You can assign points or not. I have some ideas for how to create those on my grid. And then you link the Google Doc to the topic so that no matter what device your users have, they can open the scavenger hunt list and go through it and complete those tasks that are on there that's on a shared Google Doc. And then they post their responses to the grid.
So that's how you know that they've completed those parts of the scavenger hunt is they've posted a video response.
Exactly. Yeah. You can choose to score that or not. This is way too big a crowd for us to worry about scoring.
Right.
You can set point values for things if you want to. We're playing a big old unscored just for fun game here. Mm-hmm. But this could work out really well.
Yeah. I love this. So it sounds like you've got all of these different tasks that you can do and you record videos to prove that you've done them and you've got a big long list and people are trying to do as many of them as they can. And this ties well into the classroom, right?
Exactly, because you can, if you're a math teacher, you can make a geometry flip hunt. And I do have an example of that that's on here. Yeah, we put some examples, we pre-populated it with some. So, you know, find a quadrilateral in the classroom and explain which sides, you know, how many parallel sides. Mm-hmm. Find a three-dimensional object and tell us what it is and how many vertices it has, or, you know, those kinds of things. So you really, you know, if you're doing, I made a skeleton one on here. So touch your scapula and giggle. You know, it's got...
Nice.
It could kind of go wherever you want to go. You just custom make it to your content. And so students demonstrate learning through going on this crazy scavenger hunt, a.k.a. Flip Hunt.
Wow. I love that. That's so great. All right. And so they've got the information. Again, it's at flipgrid.com/FLFlipHunt.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. Thank you so much for sharing this. This is such a cool idea.
Thank you for letting me. This is really an opportunity. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find a show. Thanks for listening, and happy ditching.